Local health mandate number 5 requires approval by the borough's public health officer before a cruise ship can dock in Petersburg. It had been extended through the end of this month. The borough's incident commander, Carl Hagerman, recommended changes and an extension. He told the assembly those changes respond to the state's mandate number 10. That's the latest quarantine and testing options for travelers coming into Alaska from out of state.
If there's somebody on board a ship that or a vessel that beats that criteria, then that captain should be calling our health officer and getting permission to disembark in Petersburg. And the health officer's role in this will be to protect the community, to interview the captain, ask questions about what process they've gone through to meet mandate number 10.
The borough has already hired people to greet travelers arriving at the airport to determine compliance with the state's quarantine or testing. This local mandate aims to put similar safeguards in place for passenger vessels arriving in port. Besides cruise ships, Hagerman also recommended it be expanded to include charter boats and yacht flotillas. The local mandate would bar passengers from coming ashore if anyone on board has COVID-19 symptoms. It also puts the burden on the vessel owner to provide for medical care and medevacking a sick person on board. The assembly voted unanimously to extend and expand the local mandate. It's now in place through the end of August. One company, American Cruise Lines, has been in contact with the borough about docking here this summer, but that company has pushed back its starting date for its first sailings in Southeast to July 23rd. In related news, the assembly also voted to approve the purchase of 2 public restrooms from a company in Illinois. They'll cost just under $93,000 combined, plus the shipping from Seattle. Assembly member Jeff Mucci said public restrooms are a need identified by the town's working group for the visitor industry.
This gives us the opportunity to use them, not just for the visitors who come to town, but when we have, you know, events in town, and there's not enough restroom facilities, instead of using the state office building or Viking Travel or somewhere like that, we have public restrooms that will be taken care of, and they're handicap accessible, and we'll be able to keep them clean and tidy. And when we're not using them, they'll be maintained well and put away for the winter. And I think it's a good thing for the community.
The purchase avoids a competitive bid process. Borough staff wanted to skip bidding and advertising to speed up the purchase. And Incident Commander Hagerman answered questions from the assembly and agreed the restrooms did not come cheaply.
It is a lot of money, and it was somewhat shocking to us when we started looking around for these trailers. This is by no means a ritzy bathroom trailer. It's a very utilitarian. It's a 2-restroom facility with one side being ADA compliant, the other one not.
The vote was unanimous to approve that purchase. Mayor Mark Jensen was not at the meeting, but he did submit a comment opposing the restroom buy. The borough will use federal coronavirus emergency money it's receiving from the state of Alaska. It's possible one restroom could be placed in the municipal building parking lot, and another could be near the parking lot for the crane dock in the harbor. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.